Hope you're all well, folks. Now we're back on track. We can jump into the morning get together. Good to see all of you being patient. Being patient this morning. Good to see you. Welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday. Yes, Alison, we are. We're going to be having a great time, I reckon, in June. If you don't already know, team, we're going to have a bit of a get together in June, so make sure you lock in some time for that. The details will be out soon. We've got to get everyone sorted, get some tickets, et cetera, et cetera. So let's do it. But today I was going to have a bit of a conversation with you guys about the idea of creating a portfolio and how many properties and the income that we want. Now, a lot of people I sit down and talk with are all about, you know, I want some passive income, and that passive income usually ends up at about 100 grand or more. But, you know, how many properties does that take? You know, the bibs and bobs of it, how many properties, the style of income, you know, the devil's in the details when it comes to this sort of stuff, right? So you guys know the drill when it comes to the idea of getting our portfolio for our 100K of passive income. You know, let's take a look at what that might be over a sort of, let's go up a 0 to 20 year period, depending on where you are in your acquisition and your buying and growing your portfolio. Now, you know, if you ended up purchasing a number of properties over a period of time, very simple in the way of mathematics, right? Let's say, you know, and we'll do this linear just for the example today, you know, 25K of rental return for your property. You know, the idea that you can get a return that's fairly consistent from residential real estate. And over time, you know, those rents might go up. You know, they might sort of go up over time, right? So let's just look at that. All right, we acquire the first 4 or 5 properties and get 100K of rental income in our sphere. What does that mean? We have a passive income that's net in our pocket? The answer is no. Yep, you're right, Sam. Usually it's between 4 and 5 properties. The first 4 to 5 properties are when you build the rental income. Now, there's two ways to obviously break that into passive income. I'm going to show you a little calculator in a minute. But, you know, the rents going up start to change the difference between the passive income left over, so in your pocket, what's the other way we can increase our income over time, team? Well, the other way is for your debts to go down. Rents up and debts down, right? So at some point in the future, we're hoping that's the plan, isn't it? The plan is that over here, the gap between the cost and the income means that we can get 100K net, or let's say gross, depending on how you are treating the tax, how you're structured and whatever. There's ways to own properties that you pay low to no tax on, isn't there? You know, tell me in the chat, where's two places a couple can earn up to $220,000 tax-free? Does anyone know? Put that in the chat for me. Where can you earn or how can you earn, maybe is probably a better way of saying it. How could you as an investor earn income into the future have that tax-free? Well, there's two places you can do that, and especially how you're structured into the future. Your personal income as an individual is tax-free up to a certain point, isn't it? $18,500 or something, your first $18,500 is tax-free. And then at the moment, you know, Chris and a few are right, in your super, you have a certain tax-free portion at this moment in time. The government's always trying to change that, aren't they? However, if you earn money when your super fund is in a certain stage of life, then you can earn tax-free grand a year or property or amount, whatever you get in your super fund. The idea is we can earn that money a little more efficiently, folks, a little bit for us in our world, right? Places, that taxes as we go along. That's what we do need to understand as a property investor. So this is a little calculator. Let me just show you how clients, some of you guys in the mentoring and coaching program already see this, already know what's going on here. We call this our passive income calculator. And so how do we get to that passive income, that goal that we might have, and what might it take? So I've got in here, I've got a 20-year horizon, and I'm literally starting out from scratch today. And saying, all right, let's get this going. All right. Okay, have a look at where am I? I've got a property, I've got an owner occupier, and I've got a loan amount on it. So this is kind of fairly regular and normal. And let's add some investment properties. All right. So add a pretty straightforward, simple property. I've got in here 5% capital growth, 4% rent growth, and over time, we might add our portfolio. So in here, let's add in, let's say, second investment property, third investment property, and a fourth investment property. Yes. All right. So let's have a look at the display year. So the year out in 2043, if we have a look at sort of $86,000. So now this is certainly not life and property investing is not linear, team. You know that. But here's the idea. Over time, if our rents grow, our debts reduce, you can sort of see in this little section here, our values and rents going up and our debts going down. And in here is that gap, that passive income gap. At some point in the future, our gross rent, $299,000. So that's fantastic, you know, depending on the growth of the rent in that property. However, you know, the rent, the passive income goal of $100,000, we haven't achieved it. So there's two things we can do along the way. Now, we might be able to buy more property. Now, if we added a fifth property, let's say, what would it take? And boom, right? So this is where we sort of plan our portfolio out. You know, four properties might not get us there, but, you know, five will, okay? Or are more likely, right? But let's just say we, at that point in time, in investment number four, we couldn't get any further, or we didn't want to buy some more property, but we wanted to beef our income up and you know, do something else with our portfolio. What could we do at that point in time? There's a few ways to trick up your income. We've got our four properties. Now, let's say we're 20 years in or whatever it might be. Anyway, I think that's it. See you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye.